Hear ye, a somber story for a king named Derek, who ruled all land and parcels, could not be taken down except for his own fifth metatarsal. Welcome everybody to the Swolecast. I don't know really what else to say to start this thing off. A piece of me has died. And I'm not okay. I am not okay. Adrian Peterson, not going to help me out. Donta Foreman, not going to help me out. Jeremy McNichols, not going to help me out. So the only thing that can help me out is really helping others. And so that's what we're going to try to do today. So welcome to the show.
It's an opportunity for you, Dave.
Yeah.
It's a week of opportunity.
No Titans. Thank goodness. They're on Sunday Night Football. So no Titans talk on this show. Davis, last week we didn't have any Chiefs talk, which you said was a shame because there was generational wealth opportunities for those that were going to play Chiefs players.
Yeah, you just had to play Tyreek Hill and Derek Gore on the Thursday to Monday slate, the Silva special. That's all you had to do.
So when are you going to retire the Chiefs jersey?
After they lose to Jordan Love, I will send this jersey to Tuttle's kids. I actually, funnily enough, I bought Pat Thorman's kid a Mahomes jersey because he looks so much like Patrick Mahomes. It's like really unbelievable how much Thorman's kid looks like Patrick Mahomes. And maybe he'll actually be getting another jersey, maybe another donation for Mr. Thorman's child if they lose at home as 7.5-point favorites to Jordan Love.
Man, it's gonna be tough. Tuttle, boots on the ground take. What's happening there in Green Bay?
You know, we're just trying to do some homeopathic remedies, I guess, and they're not working
oils.
Out.
Essential oils.
They're not increasing the antibodies quite enough to to get us active for week nine.
Man,
Actually get a serious boots on the ground from Tuttle? Is Jordan Love gonna run like Lance did in his start? Because if he is gonna run like that, he's actually interesting. And I went back and like looked at his college stats, and it's hard to filter out because of the sack yardage stuff, but like, he's a huge guy. Like, he's 6'5", 230 pounds. Like, he is a huge guy, but like, are the Packers going to be running like QB power, or are they just going to run AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones and try to get out of there with like a 6-point loss?
That sounds more likely, honestly.
Yeah.
Just the conservative approach, not let Love do too much. I know Kitchen's seeing Jordan Love's price tags and just salivating and trying to play him in cash, but
a wise person said that my love don't cost a thing, and that's pretty much where he's at.
And he's facing a defense that is hashtag not very good. So like, I get it. But I don't know if he'll be let loose at all.
Peter, how are you doing today?
I'm exhausted.
A little NFT NYC hangover going on.
Yeah. I was driving back. I got up at like 6 a.m.
You sound terrible.
Yeah.
You sound so bad.
I pulled over to the side of the road on my drive from New York back to Boston just because I needed to close my eyes for like 10 minutes.
On the interstate?
It was a rest stop. Yes. Jeez, so that's where I'm at. Oh, but I have a big development for you guys.
Okay.
From a party I was at last night. I met the legend John Aguiar.
Did he buy you some sushi?
Yeah,
you know, I had to fill him in on the sushi bit. Apparently he's not watching the Swolecast these days.
Unbelievable.
But yes, it was good to meet John.
Did you call him Aguiar to his face?
I did. Yeah. I let him in on all the bits over there. I saw Cal was at the party. It was a good time.
Was Kalish there too?
I didn't see Kalish.
Gary V. Did you meet Gary V this week?
I didn't. I wasn't quite in those circles. I was more in like Knights of D-Gen circles, not Gary V circles.
I saw Ja Rule was at Knights of D-Gen.
I talked to Ja Rule. We had a laugh over his Fruit Loop.
Fruit Loops. Yeah.
The most ridiculous thing was last night, Jeremy had Baron Davis DJing the party at his house. Just a very Jeremy thing to just ever. Wait, is that Baron Davis DJing? Oh yeah, that's Baron Davis.
For people who don't know, Jeremy is the guy behind Star Street and then Draft and then now Underdog Fantasy. We love Jeremy. So good, fun times. I thought that I was going to be the somber one, but it sounds like between the Chiefs and just Tuttle.
What are we talking about? Somber, big win against the New York Giants. You know, they dug deep. No, I can't even, that was the most depressed I've been watching a football game since the Dez Cotic game. I think
the best way to dig yourself out of a hole is to help others. And so I think that's what we should cost nothing
yeah. to big up your friends.
So, Peter, I know that you had a tough night last night, but I also know that you're a professional and you have researched the entirety of the slate. And so that's why we're going to go to you for the Overzet overview of the week.
That's right. You know, a lot of moving parts this week, Dave. I write the newsletter in these past 2 days. I've probably more news in these past 2 days than I've had in, you know, the past month combined. So, of course, it is Jordan Love season. We will get to that. We also have not a ton of firepower on this slate now that we don't have the Rodgers Chiefs game. I assume that total is going to start to come down a good bit. So not a ton of marquee matchups this week. That's about all I got for you right now, Dave.
a ton of news, more news than all.
Last week I had notes. This week I didn't have there's a few big mispricings on this slate. So I think we're going to see some big time chalk condensing.
Davis, you agree?
I mean, Tyreek Hill just got 19 targets and he's 7,900 in a game that actually might be competitive for the Chiefs because they're not going to be instantaneously down 14 points. And then, basically, the Dallas Cowboys wide receivers, every single week, they should be within like $300 of each other. And DraftKings made CeeDee Lamb 7,500 and Amari Cooper 5,700. Amari Cooper might be our chalkiest wide receiver play of the year. He might be like week one Marvin Jones level.
Especially after he had that primetime touchdown with too. Cooper it just Rush. Like ruined it.
Yeah.
Davis, what are you hearing out of Cowboys camp regarding Dak?
He did every drill today in practice. I mean, it sounded like he was close enough to playing last Sunday. And then the coaching staff was like, LOL, it's the Vikings. And so they just played Cooper Rush and, got paid off it's really hard to, for seeding purposes, that bye is so important. It basically doubles your Super Bowl odds if you get the bye, and getting that win without Dak was like, that's probably the best the Cowboys franchise has run in a decade.
The top team total or top game total game as far as stat goes, Chargers at Philly. Just want to say for the record, because Tuttle, I saw a tweet and then I saw you deleted it later. Uh-oh. Yeah.
It didn't get enough. It only got a Soccer Dave number of likes. It didn't meet the threshold. Yeah, okay. To keep it.
I didn't know why. I was like, did he offend someone with that?
One reply, zero retweets, 9 faves. Got to find it.
You Nixon, Davis knows. You get rid of those instantly.
Well, it was regarding Kenneth Gainwell. I should have seen the Jordan Howard 2-touchdown game off of the practice squad coming. I did not. That was a pain game. Peter, you have been really high up on this Eagles offense. So I want to know, are you going back to the
is this
last week?
True?
You were all about somebody. You were all Kitchen, about the Eagles offense.
Kitchen, I think somebody on the show last week told you that Gainwell is not going to be the early down grinder and that Boston Scott has a better chance of.
Tuttle, they did not listen to us again. And they will rue the day. Peter, what are you doing with this game?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts projects well. Again, I'm very tempted to go back to Devonta Smith. I like this game. Jared Cook, I think, is going to be very popular at his price tag, too. So that's my only concern, is that the same thing happens this week where the Jalen Hurts doubles with, like, the obvious bring back just becomes so chalky by the end of the week.
Yeah, then you got Minnesota, Baltimore, Denver at Dallas. Buffalo and Jacksonville, only because Buffalo is slated to score 1 million points. And then that Green Bay Kansas City game, those should be fun. There are some pretty gross games on this slate as well. We'll talk about those later. But I do want to mention, since this is a professional show and as a professional host, that we are sponsored by BetMGM. Use the promo code GrindersBet and you get $10. You bet it, you get $200 instantly on BetMGM if they score a touchdown. So bet on your favorite team. They score a touchdown, you get $200. All you have to do is bet $10. Again, promo code GrindersBet. All right, let's talk about the quarterback position. Davis.
Well, I suppose it's fairly interesting because this is actually a week where there's cheap guys you might actually want to play. You know, most weeks, the delta in between projection of guys like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are going to be so severe that you don't really want to play the cheap guys. But, you know, we have the blowout. There are always blowout concerns with the Bills. I mean, there were blowout concerns last week, and then Josh Allen ended up nuking the slate anyway with, well, I guess he didn't nuke the slate. He only got 30.
No, but he lucked out at the end. Did you see
scoring a rushing touchdown? Yeah.
All he had to do was kneel, and he wanted to just pay off his fantasy owners.
And then I do feel like the Chiefs stink will keep Mahomes from being popular at all. I mean, I really, and the total got lower, and people just assume, you know, they're gonna run this Derek Gore fella. We have Lamar and Jalen Hurts as our mid-tier rushing upside quarterbacks, but Tua has and he should have a huge projection. He's playing he's playing well. He's running a little bit, added a rushing touchdown last week, ran for over 20 yards each of the games before that, 39, 40, and 47 passing attempts. They have completely abandoned running the ball. And then it's weird. Taysom Hill is still, I guess, in the concussion protocol, which seems pretty bad because he's been out with this concussion.
It's been a while. Weeks. Yeah.
It seems bad, but I mean, Taysom as a starting quarterback with only Trevor Siemian to come in and take snaps with, like, I think you can pretty much pencil him in for 10 rushing attempts. And you just know Sean Payton cannot wait to take these touchdowns away from Alvin Kamara and give them to Taysom Hill. He's 5,500. So the Tua and the Taysom thing, it does seem like there actually are cheap quarterbacks who are stacked. Well, I don't even know if there's a stacking option with Taysom, but Tua for sure.
What's the stacking option with Jordan Love at 4.4K? Because you can play whoever.
Mercedes Lewis, baby.
MVS is cheap too.
MVS, yeah. I mean, yeah. I probably am not. Oh, dude, the Chiefs defense is so bad. You can definitely see 250 yards and 2 touchdowns from Jordan Love. Like, no problem.
Love and
so the issue is here on this slate particular, like the pricing we mentioned, or Davis already mentioned Tyreek 7,900. Now with A-Rod out, we're probably not going to Devontae. And so like, you just don't really need Jordan Love. Like if there was a slate that,
well, what if McCaffrey comes back?
That's the one line of construction. You play Jordan Love, you play Tyreek, you play two stud running backs, and then Love is valuable in that construction.
I mean, sure. I'll say Jordan Love as a cash play can't be worse than the week where people played Fields instead of Lamar as their cash game quarterback.
Love and cash. That's what we call it. This week it's love and cash, baby.
Have you been grinding cash, Kitch?
Yeah, you haven't sent me an invite in a couple weeks, bud.
Okay, I did not grind cash last week. I was more of a GPP guy because of the Halloween festivities. People did message me, is that you on top of the leaderboard, the $100 Rotor Grinder single entry series on FanDuel? And yes, I was in the top 100.
Kitchen, tell us your showdown story. Or what showdown flash story? Draft. You had a nice tweet about your flash drafts. I've been in a similar camp and it's not fun. You think you have an edge and then when you do like a draft, you did some draft thinking because some guy was injured and not gonna play.
Oh yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. Someone was injured, not gonna play. That was the Cardinals game.
DeAndre Hopkins
went out. Well, then he comes back in, and I played Rondell Moore, who got negative points on a multiplier. And so like the fish who played DeAndre Hopkins, who was hurt and didn't play a single minute in the third quarter, they beat me because I played Rondell Moore on a multiplier and he got like negative 6 points. That was a bad game for Rondell, but we move on. All right. Let's play again. Oh, by the way, the lineup on FanDuel we did last week.
Yes. I was going to bring that up. Did well.
Cashed again.
Probably my only good team last week. It was a tough scene out there.
What was it? Who did we have propelling us? I forget.
It was we had AJ Brown in it. We had the Burrow skinny to Higgins. We had Kamara and Eli Mitchell at running back.
Well, we just didn't.
And Hawkinson
with DeAndre Swift and Falcons players.
Yeah, the late swaps.
I mean, this is
Hawkinson
my bankroll
over Pitts was nice.
Oh, yes. I think that was my call, wasn't that?
Yeah. I mean, Jalen Reagor got hurt early and it's still cash.
Oh, yeah. We had him too.
He took a zero from the Bucks D.
He basically got a touchdown. He should have had a touchdown. I think he was in on that play.
Yeah. Super sharp play, that Jalen Reagor call.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, I had the Tanny, AJ Brown, Stephon Diggs, Godwin, Eli Mitchell, Joe Mixon team that placed 78th out of 1765 in the Roto-Grinders single entry series NFL cover 2.
Proud of you.
Oh, nice.
Pretty nice. All right. So anyways, let's build a DraftKings team. Peter, you go first.
All right. Let's do Myles Gaskin.
No.
Why, Davis?
Because I wanted to do a Tua double with Waddle and Parker.
Okay, Tuttle.
Let's do the Jordan Love team.
Yes, I was gonna like interject myself, but I was gonna let it happen organically. I wanted the lineup to happen organic. So
make sure to play this lineup in cash.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what if we just build the Stone optimal lineup right now?
But with a hint of GPP. That's what I like, a little hint of GPP.
Oh, we'll go contrarian defense for sure.
Peter, I cannot get over your voice, man. Were you just yelling all night?
There was lots. Yeah, it was way worse yesterday. I had lost my voice on Monday night.
Hey, Baron, play this song.
It's hard.
So anyways, Aguiar,
yeah.
We call you Aguiar. You're just like yelling, like that meme of the guy just yelling in the girl's ear.
Yeah, something like
that. Except we know there's no girls.
it was about 5% ratio at every party.
Honestly, higher than I would have guessed for NFT NYC. So the move then, if we're doing this, I mean, obviously we have to play Davante Adams, but the move is, despite the fact that he got chucked to the ground like a seventh grade offensive lineman by, you know, a bunch of 150-pound defensive backs, is you got to play Kelsey over Tyreek, just because Tyreek is just going to be so, so chalky.
Just play both, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, no issues there. But I would imagine the delta in ownership between those two guys is going to be like, you're going to flip over the cards and Tyreek's going to be 31% owned and Kelsey's going to be like 11% in a lot of these tournaments.
Kelsey was a tough watch, man. I needed him so bad in showdown. He was a tough watch.
He just really,
I mean, he even lucked out a little bit with those last catches on that last drive he did. Cause he was, I think, had like 2 or 3 points. I would almost say Josiah DeGuara. How do you say DeGuara?
Mercedes is that dude.
You think so? Over Josiah?
I don't know. I mean, Mercedes Lewis is like 39 years old. I feel like DeGuara might be the sharp play here.
Did you see the one-handed catch out of
Mercedes? Yeah. But it didn't count though, right?
No, I didn't get 2 feet in.
Hey, honest question while we're talking about punt tight ends. What's the deal with Noah Fant? Is he going to play this week or not? Because Albert O is fine.
He's got back COVID. So he can.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
But I would imagine it's unlikely because he had symptoms apparently. So I think it's finally me bringing up Albert Okwuegbunam every single week of this show is going to pay off.
And you studying how to say his name also paying off. I mean, everyone else is researching. You've been saying it for a while now.
He's going to be the Dan Arnold this week. He's going to be 48% owned in cash.
So we Peter, I owe you 25 bucks.
What was our bet?
Dan Arnold versus
Jonnu.
Jonnu.
Dude, Davis, tell David this.
Dave,
you were in our heads.
Dave, you literally got in my head because my cash team had two snowflakes in it. I swapped from Dan Arnold to Jonnu in cash.
I got to mention it on Twitter.
I'm not even kidding. Like, had you not been in my ear about Jonnu for the last 2 years, I don't think I would have made this swap.
They're trying to get him the ball.
Ball. I mean, they did. Guy.
He had 6 touches on 17 snaps the week before.
Ball in the hands, guy. Joey Carrion said Albert O is the play for sure. Make sure you give us a like and a thumbs up on YouTube. All right, so who's in this lineup?
That was Joey's comment. He said, "Yeah, give us a thumbs up and a like on YouTube."
Yeah, so he said Albert O is the play for sure. Right, dot dot dot. Give us a thumbs up.
Devin
like
is on. Asking what the team is. It's Jordan Love, Miles Gaskin, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce.
I missed all 3 of those last picks.
I feel like we 5 of those picks. We
don't
playing, have
to if play. You're playing Jordan Love, you have to play the 2 Chiefs and you have to play Devontae Adams. It's not.
No, you don't.
I missed that rule.
You don't at all.
No, just keep I'm not playing the Kelce. Mercedes Lewis stack.
I don't think he
has. I do think it's a Kelce all-in spot. I really for tournaments, 100%.
I mean, even if it doesn't hit, like, we're gonna be so rich in Sklans. So rich in Sklans.
He's 7K.
Dave, you're not understanding the thesis behind this Sklans game.
Yeah. So here, no, like, legit, if you look at I know we'll get to tight end later, but if you look at like tight end on this slate,
it's terrible.
It's so bad. Like, people legitimately will be playing Mercedes Lewis and Albert O.
DeGuerra.
Yeah. No.
I mean, no one's playing Josiah DeGuerra. Everyone's playing. Albert Okwuegbunam is going to be like record breaking cheap tight
end. Kitchen, you want to run it back, double or nothing, my Albert O versus DeGuerra.
I just don't think, I mean, with people that, you know, did not watch the game or missed this on the Overzet overview, but Tanyan tore his ACL.
I did hear about that.
And then DeGuerra got 2 targets. And I'm thinking also with Jordan Love, he might be a little bit hesitant on, you know, really airing it out. So who's going to be a safety valve?
Okay. So
Jones?
Anybody that was actually watching the game knew that DeGuerra was only on the field on 3rd downs.
He's an H-back. Josiah DeGuerra is an H. They have, like, when he has been in there, he has played like.
Only on 3rd downs. They might be playing catch up.
All right.
All right. Anyways, we don't have to.
Let's fill out this lineup.
I don't want to play 7K Kelce.
Okay. Well, we are
this
playing
is,
Travis.
Okay.
Kelce.
This is solidifying, like legit solidifying. Yeah. David's stubbornness here is just like locking Kelce.
You know, Ricky D did that tweet about how like you got to watch the public shows to get a sense of like who people are playing. Like, Dave is John Q Public right now, who's like, I can't pay 7K.
Yeah,
for Travis
I can't play.
Kelce.
He's so washed. I can't play.
Should we go tag Soccer Dave in the Thorvid tweet?
I don't think I'm the smartest person in the room. I just, like, what would he have to get, Davis, to pay off that 7K price tag for a tight end?
7 for 111 and a touchdown, which is like basically the signature Travis Kelce stat line of the last few years.
Okay, 24, 26. Okay, all right. All right, we'll go Kelce. I hate to ruin a Love lineup with Kelce, but it's okay. Love, Gaskin, Adams, Hill, Kelce. Peter, you're up.
Let's do Jarvis Landry.
Oh man, we're just all the vomit plays, huh?
I mean, Odell's
I can't sell you on Mr. Peoples Jones.
Ugh.
Is he even healthy?
See, Peoples Jones, yeah, he's back in practice today. I think that's kind of what emboldened them to actually send Odell home, was the fact that Odell is back, or that DPJ is back.
They like. Aren't Jarvis and Odell best friends or something?
They went to college together.
They did play at LSU.
You might remember that one of them scored more SEC touchdowns than the other one, if you've got a real long memory. All right.
We're going to have to
Tuttle.
Save some money.
Tuttle. Yeah, we're looking real tough out here. Okay, I'm going since we have like no money to spend, I'm gonna go Javonte Williams. Okay. Ugly take. Carries are still split, workload still
but
split.
But he is playing more of the third downs. That is a real thing. And then if we go with a vomit defense, whether it be the Chiefs, whether it be the Texans.
Terrible. I love how we started with this is going to be a cash lineup.
It is cash.
It is kind of a cash.
We can't play Chiefs against our stack.
Pete, should we can play the Texans against two of them. I mean, the Texans are probably going to win this game outright when Tyrod comes back. Pete, should we tout Jamal Swagnew as he has displaced our god?
It's such a tough scene out there. Is that what you're calling him, Swagnew?
That is, of course, that is an Ian Horowitz thing. Of course, oh, of course. God. Ian was
sheesh.
The one.
Sheesh. LaVisca got cucked all by right. Wagnew. Sheesh.
Who by the way, I found out, learned how to play wide receiver from watching YouTube videos over COVID. He had been a cornerback punt returner before COVID, and Agnew learned how to... What the... I have no idea what that song even is.
Is that your ringtone?
Davis.
Your music just started playing. I was clicking on my watch. Siri must have.
That sounded very boy band-esque.
It was, I found out by the head and the heart. I don't even know who that is. sounds like a band Pete might know, to be honest.
I swear it's not mine, but yeah, it does sound like a Peter band.
So you have embarrassing music start playing and you're trying to say it's mine.
The head and the heart just sounds very twee. That sounds like something you'd be into.
Very emo Pete. All right. Yeah. I'm gonna put in the
Quez Watkins and Quez Watkins and Ravens to round.
I'm gonna put Brian Edwards in there.
Wow, controversial. Yeah. Controversial. All
right, yeah, it's very controversial. Yeah. I agree.
Why is that controversial?
Okay, I said tight end sucks this week, but Darren Waller's, if he's active, is definitely like a smash.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to running backs now.
I did put that in the Medela 5K NFL beat the bus, so please don't dupe me, bros.
I hope you actually beat the bus this week.
Ran over by a bus, but that's okay. All right, so you've got Kamara at 8,200. Christian McCaffrey sitting there at 8K, Davis.
Lock, I mean, just literally a stone lock if he plays. I mean, I think when Amir Abdullah is factoring into part of your team's plans, it means you're begging for McCaffrey to come back, which, by the way, an unreal tilt. I'm watching the broadcast, right? And during that Panthers game, the broadcast mentions, oh yeah, Coach Matt Rhule, we talked to him yesterday. He said Amir Abdullah going to be a big part of the game plan. They had lots of plans for him on third down. Where's that report, right? Because we're not we're projecting Abdullah for like 1% of carries and 2% of targets. Like where is this information for us? Like I would have saved me from having to play stupid Hubbard in any of these lineups. So annoying. Whatever.
Okay. So Christian McCaffrey at 8K, Peter. Let's say that he is playing and they say there's no no limit on him. Like he's good to go.
That's what's happened every time he's ever come back from one of these injuries, by the way.
Do you play him? Do you lock button him in or do you fade him knowing that 50% of the field will also be playing him?
No, I mean, I'll be curious what his ownership percentage would be, but yeah, I would be very interested in playing him. I guess the question is...
The question's not, are you interested in playing 8K Christian McCaffrey?
No, that is the question at that ownership, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know if I want to play him at 60% ownership. Is he the auto, free square at that point? I don't know.
It's a yes-no question. Dan, give me a yes-no. Heavily owned Christian McCaffrey, if he's 8K. Am I right? Like, let's just go ahead and assume he's going to be heavily owned. Do you play him or not?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Who are some other running backs?
But I'd be interested in... okay. Go ahead.
I mean, this may be the week of all weeks for vomit running back plays. We have loads of guys. So in terms of guys who are like below 6K, we have Elijah Mitchell. We have Damian Harris. We have Miles Gaskin. We have Darrell Williams. We have Zach Moss, who got who was like 70-30 in terms of touches and snaps over Singletary last week. We have Boston Scott. We have Carlos Hyde, which is like the grossest of all gross plays, but he got targeted 8 times last week. And God forbid I'm the one who says it, but also Mike Davis at 4,700 after he took the rollback from CPAT last week. He was getting for 75% of that game, he was 9-5 out carrying CPAT, and then he was also getting checkdowns in garbage time. 4,700. I mean,
so
it's an all-time garbage RB week.
Was that like, hey, we need to use Cordero more
as a wide receiver? I think at the end of the game, yes, but the first half usage was like the exact opposite of what had been happening the week before, which was the week before the Falcons were like, okay, Patterson is our guy, you know, he is our lead running back. He'd gotten 14 carries in back-to-back games, 9 targets against the Jets, 5 targets against the Dolphins. And then for whatever reason, last week it was like Patterson was back in like his offensive weapon role, and Mike Davis was back being the running back.
Okay, Dalvin Cook or Austin Eckler? Tuttle.
Eckler. Cook's gonna be price definitely week, stood right? out to me, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will be.
I think Cook, because how often are you going to see 3% owned Dalvin Cook in a matchup where the Vikings can win?
He's going to go owned. If only he was Alexander Mattison, he would be better. But
yeah, he's been terrible. Madison's just been better than him every game.
Mm-hmm. All right, Peter. Any other running backs you like? Like, we haven't mentioned Zeke, have we?
No, but you don't ever really have to mention him, do you?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
He's the alpha now. Yeah.
He's pretty good leverage on 27% owned Amari Cooper.
It's true. He's dealing with a hammy.
Zeke is?
No, Amari.
Well, Amari Cooper's been dealing with a hamstring injury for the last 6 years, so I'm not sweating that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you think he's going to be chalk, Amari
I guarantee you he will be the second most owned wide receiver.
He's a pretty easy fade for me. Like, he's a good play, but projection
wise, he's not an easy fade. Like, you can get punished pretty hard, but he does make playing like Dak and CeeDee together pretty interesting. The other thing is Gallup is eligible to return. He's been designated for return. He was back at practice last week, was not activated for that game. He's 3,900. Like, Dak, CeeDee, and Gallup, that might be like cumulative like 19% ownership. Like, that, it's a really good spot.
Well, and Gallup active will take, like, so I tweeted sarcastically at you about like he's not gonna have a quarterback that's actually gonna throw you the ball. But like, it's honestly true. Like, the volume has not been there for Amari outside of the one Cooper Rush game. Volume has been horrendous. Well,
yeah, he had 19 targets in week one too.
Yeah, so the spike game where we all thought Dallas was going to be some amazing passing offense all season, or volume wise,
they've just been far more conservative than anyone expected.
And I mean, I'm guessing that's going to happen as 10-point home favorites too, probably. So like, I think Amari is a really good tournament fade. I know we're not at receivers yet, but
I probably won't play him as a one off in like two a double stacks or whatever. But if Gallup does not come back. If Gallup is not activated, which God damn, my best ball teams need him to be activated
very careful.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like Dak, Lamb, Amari is just feels like a layup, especially because Lamb is so expensive that he's going to garner. He's in like that Justin Jefferson zone where no one plays him at that price.
Kitchen asked me about a running back we hadn't discussed. Patrick Laird is 4,000, caught a ball for 10 yards last week. He's been in there on the third downs.
Patrick Laird or Derek Gore this week? Both 4K.
I feel more confident about Laird's pass catching role.
Yeah. I mean, dude, Derek Gore came in there as the best the Chiefs offense has looked since they won the Super Bowl. He looked good.
I mean, someone tweeted out first name Derek like Derek Henry, last name Gore like Frank Gore, and the athleticism of
post knee injury Sony Michel.
Of Sony Michel, yeah.
My official vomit running back take of the week though is Elijah Mitchell.
I was going to ask Mitchell versus Chase Edmonds in that game because they're both low priced.
Well, Colt McCoy is probably going to be starting this game for the Cardinals. At least that's what the line is suggesting. So not really that interested in any Arizona Cardinals players. But the thing about Mitchell is he falls in that Damian Harris zone where people don't play him on DraftKings and then probably overplay him a little bit on FanDuel. But Mitchell is explosive and Damian Harris isn't. So he doesn't need like 29 touches to get there. Like Mitchell has had a run of at least 25 yards in every game this season. So I think he is, I mean, you wouldn't play him in cash, but he does look like a really good tournament play on DraftKings.
Okay. Let's get on to wide receiver. Cause we got to go.
I got a hard out, guys.
I do. UCL lineups, hard out.
Yeah. Nap time, hard out.
So wide receivers that you like, Davis, that we have not talked about yet.
Well, I do think the Denver bringbacks are pretty interesting because I think they're just going to be trailing this entire game. So I think Sutton and Judy, especially because Okwuegbunam is going to be so popular. I also think that, and I bet Pete will back me up on this. It's just bizarre that people don't understand that Marquise Brown is like the wide receiver 5 in fantasy points per game this year. Like the guy gets treated like he is a leper for fantasy, but he just pretty consistently, and he just had the best volume game of his career in that game against the Bengals. He had 306 air yards against the Bengals, and as Sammy Watkins did not return to practice today, it seems like Bateman's addition to the lineup is actually good for him because it gives the defense, you know, something else to think about other than Josh Oliver and
hobbled, crippled Sammy Watkins.
Or Devonta Freeman or whatever. You know, I also, Pete, I'm interested in your thoughts on this one. I feel like after the prayer yards didn't come through for T. Higgins last week, and it's a much less desirable game environment. I think we're going to see ourselves like some 7% owned T. Higgins as opposed to like 12%.
Yeah. And that was even weird last week where him and Pittman were projecting very similar. And then the ownership was double on Pittman. And I now think this week's Pittman is Amari, and then Higgins could probably be sub 10% again, which seems wild. Cause I don't think he looks to me like a very similar play to Amari, just even cheaper and with less ownership. So I definitely will go T if that's how it shakes out.
Yeah. Yep.
What about Hunter Renfro? Well. Hunter Renfro for
five. Wow, how brave of you. How brave
of you. You love your Raiders wide receivers. Is there something that kind of opened up opportunity in this offense, or what are you, why are you on this, Dave?
Yeah, is there something about this spot that's like desirable or?
Yeah, no. Henry Ruggs got.
You have scissors in your hand?
Yeah. Because I thought that we were going to do Peter had said that this is going to be a costume show, like the Halloween show.
Oh, we forgot the Halloween show after Halloween. Damn, tough scenes.
So mine was going to be a moon cat. but thankfully, we don't have to do that.
Man, Kitchen, I can't tell you what, man. Everywhere on the streets of New York, I just couldn't stop hearing people talking about moon cats. It really was the talk.
They were like,
first year of on-chain art project. I get it.
How are NFTs doing these days?
Doing
we
great.
Don't
need
it. We don't, it's a family show. Yeah. Is Jalen Waddle not the smash of smashes? Like the even at like 10% ownership, isn't it just Jalen Sisson?
You love Waddle.
You like Waddle more than Parker?
Yes. Yeah, because he got he sucked last week, but he got 12 targets, and the type of targets he gets, like we have not seen Jalen Waddle duplicate one of his college highlights yet, which is he gets a 7-yard screen pass, like slaloms around 9 defenders and scores an 80-yard touchdown. But like that's like people think of Jalen Waddle like he's fancy Danny Amendola right now because of his ADOT, but he is, I mean, like we're talking about a guy who runs like a legit 4.3. Like he is insane.
Davis, I'm not trying to troll you, but I do think it's interesting. I gave you the opportunity to bring up like a wide receiver. You're wearing a Chiefs jersey. We've talked about like how chalky Tyreek's going to be.
Absolutely not. No.
You've got a brand guy.
I mean, go.
Peter, you do it. That way everyone can at you.
It's Pringle now.
It's not. No, it's not.
Davis is just absolutely guaranteeing Mecole Hardman goes off of him when he's taking a public stand against him now. I'll obviously
have him. I just can't count him.
Obviously.
Like, you think I can go into a game and like be clicking on Chiefs players and not click Hardman?
He's under 4K. Like, he got out snapped
for the first time ever. Pringle just played more snaps than D'Robin Hartman, first time ever in that game against the Giants.
And then Gordon shot up in snaps big time too.
He played 30. I do think it was a factor of how many snaps they played on offense. They played like 85 snaps on offense. And so I think that was part of it, is like, they're just not trying to have those guys run wind sprints like literally 80 times. But I would also imagine the results of Josh Gordon have been so bad that I can't see the coaching staff watching film on Monday morning and be like, you know what we got to do? We got to play that fat 30-year-old guy more.
It feels like this is shaping up for a massive Schefter bomb weekend, a ton of 11:30 inactives or whatever that are going to, flip the slate on its head.
Yeah. I would say it's basically going to, almost, I don't know if we'll have anything as big as Calvin Ridley like stepping away from football, but I would anticipate this slate having a similar amount of like pre-lock stress as last week.
And not to mention all those guys potentially coming back to the McCaffrey, the Gallup, the Kittle, like all of that stuff. We probably won't get the Fant news until late.
Yeah. I mean, and Odell is going to get cut and be signed by someone too by Sunday morning.
Watch him go to the Bucks. Perfect fit.
All right. So Steph Diggs is 7.7K. I feel like they are going to do like the same thing every week, and just annihilate people no matter the spread. He's going to get his regardless. And then
Diggs, I think, is just destined to never get there.
Yeah. It sucks.
Says the guy who wants to play T. Higgins and Jacoby Myers every week.
Well, Diggs is a lot more expensive than T. Higgins.
Well, you can save money this week. I mean, there are so many plays. Brian Edwards, we talked about, like, legit. Tell me that Brian Edwards is not a good play, Davis.
He doesn't seem like an optimal play. He seems fine. Isn't that game just going to be one of the worst of the slate? Just like two teams that imagine waking up on Tuesday morning as like a Joe Judge player and he's complaining about his headset not working after the game. Like, why would a Giants player want to go to work? I don't know. It just feels, and maybe that's why I will never be a professional athlete, but like, I can't imagine giving.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you'll never be a professional athlete.
And then the Raiders situation, is so bizarre. Like, their teammate literally just murdered someone. Their head coach got fired 3 weeks ago. Like, it's just, it just feels like those are weird human elements that are affecting my perception of the game.
Gotcha. So you're more like, it's the narrative, basically. It's the locker room atmosphere.
Well, there's nothing really deterring you. There's nothing in the data or the total that suggests that this is like a lumberman spot. And then when you add like the human context, it just feels like a weird game of football.
I will say, without the human context, the Raiders offense has actually looked like really good. Yeah. Sans John Gruden without him. Like, they're putting up numbers the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
We have to mention, I mean, we have no Cooper Kupp on this slate. The poor man's Cooper Kupp. I mean, Deebo Samuel just gets it done every week. No one ever wants to play him. And he just does it every week.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to FanDuel.com.
About 14 minutes. We got a hard out here today, David.
Hard outs, yeah. Buddy.
Is that water you're drinking, Peter?
Yeah, no. What do you think I'm drinking? Everclear right now?
I didn't know. Like, what's your restore kind of regimen? Like, after a big bender? Like,
see, like, I couldn't even, I pumped the brakes last night because I knew I had to get up at 6 to drive home. But yeah, lots of water. Try to get over to the sauna is a big one.
Are you a liquid IV guy?
Are you like a coconut water person?
Oh, dude. No, not liquid IV that you actually put in your vein. Like, it's like basically like magnesium and salt and like electrolytes, like little packets.
Well, I've done there. Is it similar to Pedialyte?
Yeah, it's like similar on steroids.
Similar theory. It's amazing. I drink them like on Saturdays when I just like have a bunch of stuff to do. They're amazing. Get some.
All right. Do you have a promo code?
No, but if you
order you're pumping the liquid IV bags pretty heavily.
If you order 100 of them at a time, you get a huge discount.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's called wholesale pricing. All right. Let's move on to the NFL slate on FanDuel.com. This is the main slate, full roster. And Tuttle, we'll start with you.
Let us do
Is Taysom a minimum price tight end?
What is he actually? Is it QB?
He's QB.
Let's go with Lamar Marquise Brown stack.
Love it.
I will say Marquise, like his price tag on DraftKings is easier to get to. Yeah. He's not going to get ownership on FanDuel at this price tag.
No, 77 hundy. Oh boy. All right. So who are you bringing it back with, Davis?
I mean, gotta be Thielen, right? Jefferson's pretty expensive, so
Thielen's only 200 less.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, 76 you know and 74.
It would just be a betrayal of my brand to go with swagless Thielen instead of Justin Jefferson. So we're going Jefferson.
Sheesh.
Delvin's also cheap on FanDuel.
All right, Peter.
We didn't discuss this guy on DraftKings at all, but his price looks nice over here. Let's do DJ Moore.
Yeah, I didn't know if people would keep playing him.
We always play DJ Moore.
We might have a
price tag is really nice on FanDuel.
What were you saying, Tuttle? You think it's PJ Walker season?
It might be. PJ Walker, 6,300 on FanDuel. I don't think Darnold's been cleared yet from the concussion protocol.
Good thing DJ Moore's quarterback proof.
It's not like it could get any worse.
No, for sure. Although he did drop Darnold did drop a dime to him, and I don't know how that was not a touchdown for DJ Moore last.
Yeah, year. That was absurd that they overturned that.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, we got to go running back. And this is a half point PPR site. Let's go with, I don't want to play Gaskin again. Let's play Joe Mixon.
Thought you were going to do Gainwell there for a second.
No.
Joe Mixon, huh? I'm running out of salary on this team.
Let's go save some money.
Let's play Daryl.
And you can play Falcons D versus New Orleans at the second cheapest defense, or Chiefs versus
Love.
Yeah, either one of those. Who'd you say, Davis?
Single L, Daryl Williams.
So if we do Chiefs D, that gives us 59.50 for tight end and flex.
Yeah, simple. All right, Tuttle, give us a cheap tight end.
I'd rather give you Zach Moss.
Oh, target
Moss.
We need a $5,900 tight end. We can play Ertz.
Is there an upgrade? Who's 6,400? Let's see if I want Moss and
Goddard. It gets you to Goddard or Schultz. Right.
You could play Waller at 6,800.
What is it with you? Is there something with this offense where you're excited about all these?
No, Tuttle said that Waller was a smash play. I'm going off of what Tuttle said.
Okay. Waller looks good. But can we get to him?
If you did, you'd have to have a 51 hundy flex, and it gets a little dicey there.
A little dicey, he says.
It gets real dicey.
You got Peoples Jones.
Don't dupe me.
Dealing Davis's takes, are we, Kitchen?
Correlate him with Mixon, a little mini. Other than that, yeah, it's tough. It's tough sledding. All right, let's go ahead and move on, though, because we do have to get out of here.
We got hard outs, bro.
The tight end position.
Mm.
Do we need to do like a 17-minute argument between Pat Freiermuth and Dan Arnold and then clip that up and to be our social media strategy for the week?
Not a lot of clips coming out of this show.
Albert Acuna Bunam.
Nope. Try it again.
Albert Acuna Bunam.
Well, you could do like Ben Gretsch did and say Okwugbanam and then just swear up and down that it's correct. And then when you're well, apparently, what is it? Gretsch said that's what like local like Pac-12 beat writers were saying is what it was. Pete?
Oh, that sounds like such a Gretsch like excuse.
He tried that with the Savan Ahmed on. Did you listen?
That's
to that
what
one?
It was. Yes, yeah. That's what it was. He was swearing it was Ahmed.
And then we had asked Laird and he told us it's Ahmed. And then some guy on Twitter's like, my friend's barber cuts is his, you know, godfather or something absurd. And it's like, yeah, it's Ahmed.
Yeah.
So can't trust the local Washington broadcasters out there.
You sure can't.
So tight ends, Tuttle, who you like this week?
I mean, Kitchen doesn't like Kelsey, so that should tell you everything there.
That literally, if you have no like other, no other data point this week, David Kitchen doesn't want to play Kelsey against the Green Bay Packers. It's literally the only data point you need.
I agree. It could be an interesting double tight end week if you think about it. With I know the position sucked.
Like the RSJ Kelsey week.
Yeah, but like this week, yeah, you could look at it that aspect if you want to go really cheap, because on DraftKings at least you have guys below the 3K wide receiver floor, so you could open up salary that way, or even just on like playing Waller and Kelsey, who are both guys that can actually legitimately get you 30 points. It's there. Mark Andrews is another guy, obviously, that's has shown a pretty decent ceiling. FanDuel specifically, you already kind of pointed out the cheap play with Zach Ertz. He's only 5,500. He seems like one of the top cheap options there, just because they don't have the same salary floor where we're trying to find reasons to play Alberto.
Yeah. I mean, Alberto is like, as far as feeling good about a punt tight end, I feel about as good about Alberto as I did about the one Ricky Seals-Jones week. Like, Dan Arnold, I gotta admit, I was not as confident as the field was that he would eat up 10 targets or whatever, but I feel pretty confident Alberto is going to have like a 70% snap share and get five targets at least.
Alberto's like the sexy punt. It's like the Foster Moreau spot over again.
Yes, literally the same thing. I mean, they'll play Eric Saubert, who's been in the NFL forever. And then
it's Saubert.
It's not. And then they have another guy. I'm going to look his name up right now. Andrew Beck is the other tight end who will get some snaps, but Akui Bunim is going to play a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Peter, any tight end takes from you?
Two other just cheap guys that looked good. Jared Cook and, Tyler Conklin. I think both look pretty good. And especially if Dalvin Cook and Jefferson and none of those guys become mega chalk, then Conklin isn't quite as attractive, but I like him there at 3,000.
Yeah. I mentioned Josiah DeGuerra, and we'll also throw in, we talked about him last week a little bit, Evan Engram as a potential GPP play too.
Yeah, he's got to showcase. He's got to showcase himself for a trade. So
isn't the traded deadline?
That was, I was trying to bait you. Didn't work.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
All right. Closing thoughts, Peter.
You know what, Dave, what I would say is you got to be nimble this week. A lot of news still coming down. A lot of guys who are going to get opportunity. Don't make your lineups on Thursday. This is a wait till inactives kind of week to make your lineups, Dave.
Yep. All right, Tuttle.
I'm trying to think of a terrible take because I don't have one.
He's trying to set his UCL lineup.
All right, Davis. Right, I thought Tuttle was frozen there for a second.
I should have just played it off like that.
Yeah. Davis, someone actually in the comment section said the best bit I had going last year was the no internet not working. I'm glad we got past that. Davis, closing thoughts from you.
You're setting your lineups on Sunday morning. Just remember what Dave said every time someone brought up Travis Kelce's name. Just really keep Dave's voice in your head when you're thinking about setting your lineups on Sunday.
Yeah, I would just rather play 3.9K Mecole Hardman. Davis wants to fade him. I think that's
– I did not – you can't – I just – here's the thing. There's a difference. Here's the thing. Do what I say, not as I do.
Yeah. I gave you the opportunity to even mention his name, and you said you were not going to mention his name. So I don't know how you can say you were not fading him.
Here's the thing with Mecole Hardman. I cannot watch him fumble the ball again. I just cannot watch this guy fumble the ball. It is so aggravating.
All right. I know this is an NFL show. However,
Sotheby's.
No. I want to say congratulations to the Atlanta Braves on winning the World Series. They had probably their best player.
I hope they see this, bro.
Peter, is it your turn or is it my turn? Okay.
I just forgot that the Braves watched this whole cast.
Well, if you would let me get around to my point, they lost their best player. Did they give up? No. They did not. They continued on. They shocked the world and they won the World Series. So even when your best player gets hurt, whether it be a Jones fracture or anything else, even when life throws you,
I get it.
Now. When life throws you a little bit of lemons, you squeeze those things. You squeeze those things and you make some ice cold lemonade. That's what I'll say.
I have a quick question. At the beginning, the poem at the top of the show.
Yeah.
Were you trying to rhyme parcel with metatarsal or was it vice versa?
Yeah. The only thing to rhyme with metatarsal was parcel. I went through the whole A through Z thing. Did not find anything. So
how long did you spend on that?
Parcel was it. Okay. It was really like you got to work your way back. And it was the only thing they could bring him down was his own metatarsal. And I just needed something to complete that.
It's the most time Kitchen has spent preparing.
I was gonna say that's
a little bit behind
the
sausage. It was definitely like a in traffic, let's think about this sort of deal. So don't say that I don't put a lot of thought into this. Hey, special thanks to everyone that took the time to really go out of their way and comment and give a thumbs up and a like and everything else for the show. You are very much appreciated. You are a fabric of this show. So we really appreciate you. And Peter, glad you could join us.
Yeah.
And on your just worldwide tour that you were on, Davis, best of luck this week as the Chiefs, as you and Tuttle's going.
That's my heart out is what
new
that
rule.
Was.
New rule. Phones on vibrate next week. Phones on vibrate
people,
next
people
week. That'll do it.
David,
we'll see y'all next week.
No phones rule for me at
On the Swolecast, week 9 or whatever it is. See ya.
Was walking season.